Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Weigel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Early and he is out, Christman applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0. Senators. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozar hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Robinson races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Cohn. The throw to the second, and Cohn is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weigel moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Robertson moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 5 to nothing, Senators. Al Gettle now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Scarborough scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to third. Appling moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lupien scores. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Senators. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Weigel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn, who is chasing the ball. Weigel reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Senators. Tom Farrick now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weigel scores. It's Senators, 5, White Sox, 5. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-2 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws the ball towards second to get the runner. He throws it away into center field. Hodgin throws it back to Appling, who tags the runner out. Early moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0-2 in the game. Cozar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Senators. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yost is hit by the pitch. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodgin moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Early hits a line drive to center field. Hodgin throws towards Michaels. Michaels fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Early moves to second. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weigel who is chasing the ball. Farrick reaches third base with a triple. Early scores. It's 7-5, Senators. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cohn is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrick scores. It's 8-5, Senators. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cozar moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colloway pinch hits for Al Gittle. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien strikes out. There goes Baker. The throw from Early to Christman, and Baker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Senators. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Michaels. McBride moves to second. Sammy Meeks pinch runs for Tom McBride. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cohn bunts towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Gillespie covering, for the out. Meeks moves to third. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meeks scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, Senators. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Junior Wooten now playing right field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bob Gillespie. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Candini covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Senators. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.